All right, our scriptures this morning. We have several scriptures, and so we're going to take a look at these, and as we look at them, then we are going to talk about it. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." And the centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished, and he said to those following him, "I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the subject of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go. It will be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed at that very hour. Now, Jamie, we're going to stop there and then we'll pick up with the next one. I want us to think about authority for a moment. All of us have got authorities in our life. Sometimes we don't like the authorities we have in our life. Have you ever been there before? Okay. But this centurion understood something that we as Christians need to get into our thick skull. I am not running my Christian life. Who is it that is running my Christian life? Jesus. What happened when I was baptized? I died. Right? So why do I have this struggle with authority? Why do I still sometimes say, "Lord, you must be joking. You can't really mean this." Why would I do that? You see, I still struggle with that authority. This centurion understood, and he knew that possibly he would be sent to do something that he would have known was probably something he did not want to do. In fact, I'm sure the centurions many times were faced with that. How many of you think that they really enjoyed whipping people and nailing them to crosses? Does that sound like something that would be joyful? Only if you're a little, whatever the word is, okay? It's certainly not something that a normal person should enjoy. So, I want us to think now. This centurion understood, and Jesus said, "I marvel at this. Not in all of Israel have I seen this kind of faith." Because the centurion recognized the authority Jesus had over this sickness. It's amazing. So this morning I want us to think about the authority that we have in our life. We need to think about, have we truly surrendered our life to the authority of Jesus, to the authority of God in our lives? Or are we still struggling? Are there things that we just say, "Well, that was all right for Peter, or that was all right for Paul, but leave me out of it, God"? All right, Jamie, if we can have our next scripture. Now again, the devil took him to a very high mountain, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. Okay, we're going to do a little background building on this one. I want us to go back to the book of Genesis for a moment in your minds. I want you to think about the Garden of Eden. I want you to think about what happened when Adam sinned. Now, you may be saying, "Pastor, don't you remember Eve sinned?" I want you to stop and go back to the scripture and see who it was that God said was responsible. The man was placed in the responsibility. Did Eve sin? Yes, she did. I didn't forget that, okay? So I'm not giving Eve a clear pass, all right? But what I want you to understand is that at that point, man had been told that we were to fill the earth and to subdue it. We were to have authority here on this earth. What happened when Adam sinned? We lost the authority. Part of what Jesus did on the cross was to gain the authority back. And guys, that's where we need to now be living, with the authority gained back. Not thinking, do we see Satan active in this world? Yes, we do. Can we deny that many evil things happen? No, we cannot deny that. But what we need to recognize is that when our faith comes in contact with a situation, our faith has the authority over that situation. And therefore, we can now bring the kingdom of heaven into that situation. Now, sometimes that means that we have to get a hold of someone somehow and almost shake them to get their attention so that they can hear what the kingdom of God has to offer. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and shake everyone. What I'm saying is that we have to look at what it's going to take to get their attention. Some people are harder than others to get their attention. I don't know how many times my wife has said that, Robert, you would have to be hit upside of the head to get your attention on some things. So, you got to realize there are people like me out there. But our job is to bring the kingdom to the situation that we're in, and when we come in contact with another person, to bring the kingdom of heaven to them. Now, they have a choice, don't they? Do we have to like their choice? No, we don't have to like their choice. But God gave them the right to make that choice. So, what I want us to see here is the fact that when Jesus was in the temptation, what was it that Satan offered him? He offered him the world, this world that we live in. Jesus didn't say, Satan, you don't have the authority to do that. He said, no, I am to worship one person and one person only, God. I shall only worship God. That's what he pointed out. But when he gets on the cross and he says, it is finished, it is paid in full, I have won back the victory, that's when we see. Now, I want you to also realize, did Jesus also bring the kingdom of heaven? Yes, he did, to anyone who would allow the kingdom of heaven into his life. And I want you to even think about the fact that all it took was someone to touch the hem of his garment to be healed. And he pointed out, virtue has flowed out of me. His disciples are saying, Jesus, how can you know this? There's all these people pressing up against you, and you want to know which one touched you? He says, I know, because virtue has passed from me. And the woman said, it was I. And she was healed immediately. And all it took was a touch. He didn't have to say a word. But I want you to stop and realize that even there's more. Okay? Remember the commercials? Not only do you get this, but there's more. You can get a second offer. All you have to do. Anyway. We know that in the early church, people's clothing would be taken that knew Jesus, and someone would touch the clothing and they would be healed. It says that their shadow would heal people. Was it the shadow that did it? No, it wasn't the shadow. Was it the clothing that did it? No, it wasn't the clothing that did it. It was the essence of God that had just flown out of the individual into these different things. The power of God. The song we just sang about the power of God. Our God is just as powerful now as He was in the New Testament, as He was in Genesis, as He was at when He parted the Red Sea, etc., etc.
Yes. Amen.
So, next scripture, Jamie. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And go ye therefore and baptize them in the name of Jesus, teaching them to obey." I'll just add it in. "Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." That scripture should excite us. That scripture should say, hallelujah. Who has the authority? Who has the authority? Who has the authority? Jesus. It was given to Him. He has the authority, and He now gives me a command. And if He gives me a command, can I do it?
Yes,
because He will give me the power, and He has the authority. You see, sometimes our problem is we forget who is in authority over us. We keep snatching back that authority for one reason or another. I remember working with different people, and I remember this one lady that just drove me up the wall. And she was a Christian, and I was a Christian, and I found her to be the most frustrating person in the world, because there was only one way to do it, and it was her way. And she wasn't my boss. And I used to think, well, who gave her the authority? I had an authority issue. And I had to learn how God wanted me to respond. And it wasn't by shaking her, even though I wanted to. Not to mention she was my elder. But what I want us to get is that we must learn to walk the way God wants us to walk. And He will show us that path. And He will empower us in that path. And He has the right, because all authority was given to Him. And He passes on that kingdom living to you and I. And He has the authority to do that. And we can learn to walk and live in that kingdom way, instead of walking the way we used to, holding grudges. How many of us have gone through a time in our life where, because we thought someone had usurped authority, or because we thought they had offended us or belittled us, we held a grudge? Okay? I'm afraid if we stop and think about our lives, some of us are gonna have more than one. We won't mention any names, Lord. Please don't shine a light on me. Anyway, these are things that we have to learn to surrender, so that we can walk in the authority that God wants us to walk in. All right, I think we have another scripture, don't we, Jamie? And Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, again, Jesus shows us there is a command. I think it's the Mark scripture that talks about when Jesus is giving the command, that He says, "And you will go out and you will heal and you can handle snakes." And that's not one of my favorite scriptures, okay? Snakes and I do not get along. And I don't intend to handle snakes at all, if I can ever get away with it, unless the Lord tells me I have to. But thank you, Lord, He has not. But the concept was, you can do things that you wouldn't normally be able to. Think about Paul, bit by the poisonous snake. Did he get sick? No, because the Holy Spirit was upon him. He was about the kingdom's business. And God said, "I can take care of you so that you can do the business." So guys, and I'm reminding myself this morning, just because we have things happen doesn't mean that we can't go about the kingdom's business. He will equip us to do that. It can be through a miracle. It can be through doctors if it's a health issue. It can be many different ways. But don't let us lose sight of the fact that you and I have been given a purpose on this earth. And that is to bring Christ's kingdom to bear on those around us. Our families, on our church, on our grocery stores, on our different volunteer things that we do. We have been given that responsibility. And we have been given the authority. So this morning I want us to stop putting God in this small little box that we tend to do that because He has to fit within our culture. And if it comes to listening to culture or God, let's do away with culture. If the Word of God is different than culture, culture is wrong. Now, I'm not telling you that God is going to tell you to do all kinds of things. I'm simply saying, learn to listen. I think He will tell you to do all kinds of things, but everything He's going to tell you is going to be different than from what He tells me, because I live in a different situation. But let's stop saying, God, I need you on Sabbath, and then give me the rest of the week. He gave us the whole week to work for Him. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. He never, ever intended for us to only be with Him on that Sabbath. But He recognized that you needed a special blessing of the Sabbath. A time for rest. A time to renew your spirit. A time to be able to be so focused on God that you can just be renewed. You know, what does the Psalm say? They who wait upon the Lord shall be renewed. Those who wait shall be renewed. It's one of those if-thens. If I stop and listen, I will be renewed. My God wants to renew me. He wants to bless me. He wants to do all kinds of things through me and for me. So guys, let's take this out of the box at this point. God doesn't belong in a box. Amen?
Amen.
All right.